I'm Manny Pacheco, and welcome to a special hour of Forgotten Hollywood. I've written a book series sharing America's story through the great character actors of Hollywood's golden age. Also joining me on today's program is Joe Lyons with his On the Backlot Report. Today we have a special guest joining us. Jackie Goldberg is Southern California's Pink Lady. Her current life's work is called Senior Star Power Productions, an ongoing 501c3 nonprofit effort to create a year-round theatrical performing arts complex for seniors. Productions are performed by talented seniors aged 60, 70, and 80 years of age. And welcome, Jackie.
Thank you so much. I am so excited to be sitting, first of all, to a very good-looking gentleman, which you can't see. But I can. So, and someone with a lot of knowledge and a lot of personality.
Well, thank you so much. And you are a tour de force. I mean, when you walk into a room, it's Hurricane Jackie right there. It's really, you have such energy.
I just think it's the color there.
And for those folks who cannot see, of course, she's wearing her pink hair.
Right.
And she looks wonderful. Now, in your own words, how did you come up with this innovatively wonderful idea?
Well, to be truthful with you, I reinvented myself 11 years ago. I lost my husband after almost 40 years, and I was in the garment business. So it was a great business, but you dealt with people. And I'd always liked the theater and the stage and all that. And all of a sudden, I realized that there was a life out there. So I got into a pageant, a Miss Senior pageant, and I won Miss Senior LA County 2005. Yeah.
I wasn't even aware that there was a pageant.
Yes. I mean, we are. Oh, yeah. We're dynamos there. And I won the pageant, and I got an agent, and I got Taft-Hartley in a picture, and I belong to Screen Actors Guild and AFTRA now. But what happened was I began to see as I progressed in my career that the world was not that attuitive to an age group. And that age group was really, to me, the 60, 70, 80 and up. Now, in truth, really, it's actually almost starting, I'd say, 40 and 50s in the entertainment world.
I've heard Meryl Streep speak to that effect.
Yes.
She says when she turned 45 years old, all of a sudden became... And that's funny coming from Meryl Streep, who actually gets all the parts.
All the parts, right. Meryl took her, move over there. I'm coming. But so what happened was I decided to... Well, at first I started with a company called Get Up, Get Out, and Get a Life. And that was to show people that there's a life out there, that it's wonderful no matter what age you are. So all of a sudden, here I was at an age, you know, between the 70s and 75, and I said, you know what? There's talented people there. I'm going to give them a venue in order for them to show the world that they're still, and here's my mantra, still vital, productive, creative, energetic, and most of all, entertaining. So here was born Rockin' with the Ages 1. And that's how it started.
Oh, my gosh. That's wonderful. Now, I became aware of the Senior Star Power campaign at a recent fundraiser and teaser for a new musical review called We Have a Dream.
Right.
I was really impressed by the talent showcase and the outdoor gala.
Thank you.
What do you do to attract such impressive talent for your programs and A-list guests in the audience?
I think what's happening now with Hollywood, with Little Rock, Arkansas, with wherever, the people are beginning to realize that one does not die after 50. That you, whatever you've been doing, you can still continue to do if you want to. That's your prerogative. But what happened is I began to meet these stars of yesteryear. One was a phenomenal lady, Susie Ewing, who was a gold digger for Dean Martin for 15 years and went with Bob Hope to overseas to entertain the troops and everything. Susie came to me. She was 65 years young, and she auditioned for my fourth show. And when I saw her, and this is so cute, she sang and danced, and I went, oh, darn. And she looked at me and said, well, what's the matter? I said, oh, my God, darling. I said, you're wonderful. And I said, great background and great history and talent, but you're too young.
Oh.
And she looks at me and she said, well, how old do you think I am? And I said, well, you're probably like about 58, 57. And she said, no, I'm 65. Well, there it was, that here was someone talented who thought because of her age and the way that business was going, she wasn't getting a lot of gigs at all. And I said, uh-uh, I want you. So people like that have begun to call me and come around and audition. My first show, Rockin' with the Ages, we had 48 people come to audition. By the fourth show, 4 years later, I had 298 people. Phenomenal talent.
Came out of the woodwork.
Came out of the woodwork. And now they tell me that for the next show, it'll probably be close to 500 people.
That's fabulous. But also in the audience, folks that that really weren't going to be in your show, but just to enjoy.
Right.
I was sitting in front of Florence Henderson.
Yes, yes.
Margaret O'Brien, who's right. going to be part of our Forgotten Hollywood documentary, was there. And George Chakiris.
Oh, George, I got to tell you a cute story. I did my show last year in October, November, and we had some rains in November. And I had met George at a Hollywood Council meeting, and he came over and we sat a talk, and I was like, oh my God, George, I'm talking to George Chakiris. I'm like so excited. He said, well, I'm excited because I'm talking to the pink lady. And it was like too funny. And I invited him to the show. Well, he said, okay, I'm coming. And I said, well, when? Because we were like sold out. Okay, I'm coming on Saturday night, November 10th or whatever it was, and I'll be there for the 8 o'clock show. Okay, pouring rain, Hollywood, California style. 1 minute before 8, I'm closing the doors, and we were filled. And in walks George in a raincoat, soaking wet. He had walked because there was no parking. He said, Pink, I'm here. Can I make it? I said, are you kidding me? I said, and I pushed him right. He was sitting in the back row. He came out afterwards, almost with tears in his eyes. And he said, thank you. Thank you for doing something for people like us who still want to be there. I was just blessed.
And here's George Chakiris with Rita Moreno in a musical scene from their Oscar-winning roles in West Side Story on Forgotten Hollywood.
Puerto Rico, my heart's devotion, let it sink back in the ocean. Always the hurricanes blowing, always the population growing. And the sunlight streaming, and the natives steaming. I like the island Manhattan.
I know you do.
Smoke on your pipe and put let it go.
I like to be in America. Okay, by me in America. Everything free in America.
For a smoke in America.
Okay.
Credit is so nice.
One look at us and they charge twice.
I have my own washing machine.
What will you have though to keep clean?
Skyscrapers bloom in America. Cadillac bloom in America. Industry boom in America.
12 in a room in America.
Lots of new housing with more space.
Lots of doors slamming in our face.
I'll get a terrace apartment.
Better get rid of your accent.
Life can be bright in America.
If you can fight in America.
Life is all right in America.
If you're all white in America.
La 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 la.
you stay on your own side.
Free to be anything you choose.
Free to wear devils and shine shoes.
Everywhere crime in America. Organized crime in America. Terrible time in America.
You forget I'm in America.
I go back to San Juan.
I know a boat you can get on.
Bye-bye.
Everyone there will give big cheer.
Hey! Everyone there will have moved here. Oh.
You're on Forgotten Hollywood, and our special guest is Jackie Goldberg, a.k.a. the Pink Lady. The mission statement of Senior Star Power is to engage, inspire, and enrich the lives of seniors through the arts.
Because I was starting out in show business myself, and I got an agent, and I was in lots of commercials and things, I began to notice, truthfully, that there was, in other words, if there was a role, there was like, my agent would call me, listen, Pink, they need a little old lady.
Listen, and, Pink,
yeah,
I love
yeah,
that.
They need a little old lady to do something. You know, here's an audition. So I would go, and there would be these phenomenal, talented little old ladies there. And they were all saying, boy, we hope we get this because, you know, we haven't worked in a while. And so, and it was becoming sad to me to see this talent just sitting there at these different auditions praying that they would get a job. And you know, that mindset is not good when you do go in for an audition. One should go in with, hey, here I am and I'm good and you're going to hire me. And I kept doing this and kept following up with these people. And finally, one day someone said, well, you know, why don't you do a stage show, Smarty? You know, you're talking about it, Jackie. And I said, well, it takes money. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to do it.
It only takes money.
That's it.
That's easy.
That's all. That was the easy part.
That's the easy part.
Yeah, so I figured, listen, my husband left me a little bit. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to get, and the first, I have to tell you, I went around, they said, well, you have to find a theater first. Well, hello. I went to 32 different venues myself. And I asked, do you have a ramp for people to come with a wheelchair? Hello, my audience I knew were seniors, 60, 70, 80 and up. Do you have nice access to ladies' rooms and all that? Let me ask you something. Is everything on one floor? So anyway, I found this place. It was called the Actors Forum. 50-seat theater, adorable, in North Hollywood. And here I was with a 50-seat theater and a willingness to do a show. Okay, now what do I need? I need the people to do it. So I advertised in Backstage. I advertised in, I think it's a little newspaper. It's called Not Born Yesterday, my friend Amanda Sokola. And then I advertised in the Valley paper. And 50 people came. And they were talented. Now, not all of them were quote-unquote stars. They were people who really sang really great. I've put a package together with a comedian, Hank Garrett. Do you remember 3 Days of the Condor?
Sure.
He was the killer postman in it.
Okay.
And
yeah.
he was on the cop program, Car 54. He was my, he was wonderful.
Joey Ross and Fred Gwynne.
Yes, yes, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. He was my MC. And we put a, like a talent show together. Well, we did it for 7 weeks, 6 performances a week. And it sold out every performance. We realized suddenly that there were people that wanted to see these people. And that's where it began.
That's a great story. Let's talk about your childhood. Obviously, you've been influenced by the wonderful, what we call Hollywood's golden age, the studio era. Can you talk about how this influenced you in your childhood and your current efforts?
I'm going to tell you a funny thing. One of my dream things of a life, it can't happen because she's gone, but to me, if I met the icon Mae West. Now, I got to tell you, I mean, to me, this woman had everything. She had sex appeal and pizzazz, and she was voluptuous. I mean, she was just wonderful. And I call what she had chutzpah. You know, I mean, she had it. Well, where do you get chutzpah? Where do you get attitude? I got to tell you a cute story. I was 3.5, 4 years young, and I remember this. I don't remember what I ate yesterday, but I remember this. I was standing at a bus stop in outside of a little town called Boston, Massachusetts, pouring rain in a parka and overalls and a little towhead. I was a little white towhead. My mother was 8 months pregnant with my sister, holding my hand. We were going to visit my dad in a Boston hospital. Okay. The bus stops, pouring rain. And he looks at my mother, the bus driver, and he goes, "You know, ma'am, you're going to have to stand. And it's a 2-hour drive downtown Boston." And I remember this. God is my judge. I dropped her hand, jumped onto the little stairway of the bus, put my hands on my hip, and I said, "Excuse me, but isn't there a gentleman on this bus who let a lady sit down?" At 4 years young. Attitude. No one rains on my parade.
Oh,
and
my
that's
God.
Where it began. So Mae West was always my lady out there that could do anything and could do it right with a wonderful attitude.
All I can tell you is that sounds like an introduction to a tune that appeared in your last production we saw. So why don't we play it here on Forgotten Hollywood?
All right.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I've simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? I'll march my band out, I'll beat my drum, and give a band out your turn at that, sir. At least I didn't fake it, hat, sir. I guess I didn't make it, but whether on the rose of sheer perfection, a freckle on the nose of life's complexion, the cinder or the shiny apple of its eye. And I once, like so. Oh, life is juicy, and you see I gotta have my bite, sir. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. I'm gonna live and live now. Get what I want, I know how. One roll for the whole show back. One throw that hey, Mr. Ornstein, here I am. I'll march my band out. I'll beat my drum and give my band out. Your turn at bat, sir. At least I didn't fake it, hat, sir. Guess I didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. No, nobody don't know, nobody is good.
fabulous rendition from Glee.
I'm the Pink Lady, and Forgotten Hollywood is now in the pink.
Good times, bum times, I've seen them all, my dear. I'm still here. Plush velvet sometimes, sometimes just pretzels and beer. But I'm here. I've stuffed the dailies in my shoes, strung ukuleles, sung the blues, seen all my dreams disappear. But I'm here. I've slept in shanties, guest of the WPA, but I'm here. Danced in my scanties, $3 a night was the pay, but I'm here. I've stood on bread lines with the best, watched all the headlines, did the rest. In the depression was I. Depressed, nowhere near. I met a big financier, and I'm here. I've been through Gandhi, Windsor, and Wally's affair, and I'm here. Amos and Andy, Mahjong, and platinum hair. And I'm here. I got through AB's, Irish Rose, 5D on babies, Major Bose, and BBGB's for BB's Bathysphere. I lived through Shirley Temple, and I'm here. I've gone through Herbert Jagger, Herbert. Gee, that was fun and a half. Or you've been through Herbert Jagger, Herbert. Anything else is a laugh. I've been through Reno. I've been through Beverly Hills, and I'm here. Reefers, vino, rescuers, religion, and pills, and I'm here. Been called a pinko, commie too, got through its stinko by my pool. I should have gone to an acting school, that seems clear. Still, someone said she's sincere, so I'm here. Black Sable one day, next day it goes into the park, but I'm here. Top billing Monday, Tuesday you're touring in stock, but I'm here. First you're another slow eyed van, then someone's mother, then your camp, then you career from career to career. I'm almost through my memoirs, and I'm here. I've gotten through Hey Lady, Aren't You Horses? Wow, what a looker you were. Or better yet, sorry, I thought you were horses. Whatever happened to her? Good times of sometimes I've seen them all, and my dear, I'm still here. Plush velvet sometimes, sometimes just pretzels and beer. But I'm here. I've run the gamut, A to Z. Three cheers and damn it, c'est la vie. I got through all of last year, and I'm here.
there, and I'm here. Look who's here. I'm still here.
Jackie Goldberg is raising money for the Senior Star Power Production Charity. While I'm thinking about it, how can the Forgotten Hollywood audience make contributions to Senior Star Power? Or how can they go to one of your shows and by going to your shows, make their contributions?
Well, number one, I'm really excited because I became a 501c3 2 years ago. It's almost 2 years. And we started a website. So it's www.seniorstarpower.org. And also on there is some phone numbers and things that you can call. And I was just telling all these two good-looking gentlemen with me here that I don't mind if you want to call me. And my number is, especially if you're single, because I'm single. So, hello. I get carried away. I'm bad. But I think bad is good today, right? The word bad
is
good.
The new good.
Yeah,
that's
the
right.
Bad is the new good. Anyway, my number is 818-606-6679. And that's seniorstarpower.org. And that's Pink Lady Jackie Goldberg.
What goes into the selection of the kind of entertainment and the standards and oldies and actually current music that you use that makes your show so vibrant?
Well, what we thought we would do, because the first thing that people think about is, oh, they're seniors. Well, it's all going to be old tunes, you know, old tunes like from the 20s and 30s and 60s and 70s. What I wanted to do was show that, as you know, age is only a number in my world. So what I needed were people who could do the 20s and 30s ballads, the 70s and the 60s and 70s, the rocks and stuff, the 80s and the 90s, the funk and all that, and the rap, so that we could combine it. And also to bring in the people who had these phenomenally rich voices. Like I have one gentleman, Dominic Mora, and he can go from a beautiful melody to a opera. And that's what I look for. I look for people that can do everything.
But not only just sing, but no. but I noticed a lot of dancing.
Oh, yes. Dancing is one of my... Now, to me, I like to see a show, and there's plenty of singing. But to me, the dancing is what puts it over. So what we ask for in our auditions is dancers that sing and singers that dance. And then we take from each group how many we need to make the show.
And it makes up for a great variety.
It does.
It's like a
it
cabaret.
Does. Thank you. That's exactly what we wanted.
We're just two little girls from Little Rock. We lived on the wrong side of the tracks. But the gentlemen friends who used to call, they never did seem to mind at all. They came to the wrong side of the tracks. Then someone broke my heart in Little Rock. So I up and left the pieces there. Like a little lost lamb I roamed about. I came to New York and I found out that men are the same way everywhere. I was young and determined to be wine and dine and ermine. And I worked at it all around the clock. Now one of these days in my fancy clothes, I'm a-going back home and punch the nose of the one who broke my heart. The one who broke my heart. The one who broke my heart in Little Rock. Little Rock, Little Rock. Little Rock. I'm just a little girl from Little Rock. A horse used to be my closest pal. Though I never did learn to read or write, I learned about love in the pale moonlight, and now I'm an educated gal. I learned an awful lot in Little Rock.
And here's some advice I'd like to share. Find a gentleman who is shy or bold, or short or tall, or young or old.
As long as the guy's a millionaire, for a kid from a small street, I did very well on Wall Street. Though I never owned a share of stock. And now that I'm known in the biggest banks, I'm going back home and give my thanks to the one who broke my heart.
The one who broke my heart.
The one who broke my heart.
Turn to Forgotten Hollywood, our special guest will chat about senior star power. Hi, I'm author Manny Pacheco. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History is the award-winning paperback that tells America's story through the eyes of character actors of Hollywood's golden age, including Lionel Barrymore, John Carradine, Gloria Graham, and Eddie Rochester Anderson. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History features great cinema, including Stagecoach, Captain's Courageous, and Lawrence of Arabia. The book has been the recipient of awards from USA Book News, Premier Books, BooksandAuthors.com, the Hollywood Book Festival, and gold medalist at the 2010 World Book Awards. It's also been added at the prestigious libraries of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the American Film Institute, and the Writers Guild and SAG Foundations. You can buy your copy of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble stores, and you can download it to your virtual libraries and ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Sony or Apple. Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History makes a great gift for a family member or friend. Visit ForgottenHollywood.com and pick up or download your copy today. Welcome back to Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco. What is the story behind the moniker, the Pink Lady?
Oh, cute story. Cute story. Now, when someone looks at me now, and I have to tell the audience, I do have pink hair. I mean, it's not pink, but it's pink.
Very subtle. Tastefully pink. Tastefully
pink. Thank you.
Yes.
And I love, first of all, this happened about, actually, 42 years ago. I was a sales rep in the California Mart in the garment business. I have to tell you, I always considered my manufacturers and my buyers, they were my audience. And when I got an order for my lines, that was my applause. So, I mean, I started way back then to do this. Anyway, one day, if anyone knows the California Mart here in L.A., it's a huge place. We had a glass showroom that was like a half a block. I mean, I had like 40 lines in those days. And one day, you know, I wore all colors in those days. And one day I was walking down the mart, and I happened to be wearing the color pink. And someone yelled, "Hey, Pink Lady!" And my late husband, who was a marketing genius, said, "Come here, honey, come here. You know what? Do you want to be known in this world? I mean, really known." I said, "Well, yes. You are now the Pink Lady." So, within 2 weeks, on our glass showroom, there was a huge sign, and the sign read, "Walter P. Goldberg and Associates with," listen to this, "a pink star saying, starring the Pink Lady." Well, let me tell you something. It took off like a bat out of you know what. It was absolutely phenomenal. I would call up a buyer. This is funny. And say I would call Caesar's Palace. And I'd say, "Hi, is John there?" And they would say, "Who's calling?" And, you know, I'd forget because it was so new. And I'd say, "Well, this is Jackie Goldberg." "Oh, I'm sorry. John's not here. Is this Esther?" "Yeah, this is Esther. Esther, it's the Pink Lady." Oh, my God, the Pink Lady. 1 second. Wham. Right to the buyer. So what it did was, truthfully, it opened up doors because you're not going to remember Jackie Goldberg or John Jones or Mary Smith, but you are going to remember the Pink Lady.
And you know, the way you said that when they called your name,
right.
I can almost imagine Jerry Lewis or Maury Amsterdam calling you. I mean, I can see that.
Yeah, and it was like, and I have to tell you, as I got younger, and now at a great 81, you know, vibrant and all that, the color looks great on me. So I am blessed that the color looks good. And my house, if you ever go by Woodland Hills and see a big sign on my house that says the Pink Lady's House. And inside, you guys got to come. And inside, it is a Pink Lady. It was on television a couple of years ago.
My gosh.
It's adorable.
We talked a lot about the A-list stars that attended your event. But let's talk about some of the politicos.
Oh.
Mayor Garcetti.
Eric is wonderful. I have to tell you, I went to his office a few weeks ago. I had endorsed him as a man who I think is for the people. And he's young enough to believe in what I believe in, that people that have a talent, that it doesn't die. So when I went to his office, it was my 81st birthday in September. September 3rd, he had an open house. He had to make an appointment, which I did. As I walk in, I knew some of the people, and they went, "Oh, Pink, hello." And I said, "I am spending my birthday morning seeing Mayor Garcetti." As I said that, out walks Mayor Eric Garcetti. He goes, "Pink, it's your birthday." I said, "Yes." He said, "Oh my God, everyone, we got to sing Happy Birthday." So here is Mayor Eric Garcetti and his whole office singing Happy Birthday to the Pink Lady. But getting back to what we did, we discussed what I wanted. And I said, I want to make Hollywood the Branson of the West.
Branson, Missouri, you're talking about, right?
Because they have, and they cater to people that are that young, phenomenal age of 60 and up. And another great gentleman who just became the councilman for Hollywood, Mitch O'Farrell. They're both behind the fact that they know that we need a senior theatrical theater.
You also have national play. I noticed that former U.S. Congressperson Diane Watson. Yeah, she was there.
I've met Diane about 5 years ago. In fact, how I met her was when I was in my contest for Miss Senior LA County, and she was one of the judges, and we became friends. And when Diane saw the very first show, I mean, she came all the way out to this little 50-seat theater, she looked at me and said, "You belong on Broadway." And then after she saw my last production, she said, "We got to do it. We got to do it." And I said, "But you know what, Diane? Let's do Hollywood first. Then we'll do Broadway." Because, you know, when you really think about it, there is no production that's geared to forgotten Hollywood. There just isn't. And I want to bring back my next show. I already have it in my mind, is bringing back the glamour and glitz salute to the golden years of Hollywood.
And right here in Hollywood is
correct.
What you're talking about.
Yes,
as opposed to having people travel to, as you say, Branson or Broadway.
Correct.
They can actually have it on the West Coast.
Here it is. And we need it. We don't have it. And there is so much talent to pull from. There's a Florence Henderson, a Barbara Van Orden, a Debbie Reynolds. I mean, my goodness. I mean, it's like phenomenal talent is here.
And as the actors and actresses get older, they're going to be looking for
what
you call substantive work.
Yes, yes. Cute story. Lily Tomlin, when I spoke to her, said, "Well, I'm of an age, and I'm going to be looking for a place to do my acts in a few years when I'm in my later years." And I said, "Lily, don't look any further. Here we are." And that's where it is.
That's absolutely. And can you, again, give us the website?
Again, and I'm, like, so excited with it. I'm having the best time of my life. I just am. I think these years are our best time. My website is www.seniorstarpower.org. And my phone number out there is 818-606-6679. Call me anytime.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some like their perfume from Spain. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, it would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's plain to see you obviously don't adore me. Some get their kicks in a plane, flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. Some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. Ooh, I get a kick out of you. I get a kick out of you.
Joe Lyons with his On the Backlot report with current news and notes that reference Hollywood's past.
Hi, I'm Joe Lyons, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot, where we discover that the people who brought us the films are still in touch with our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us as we take our stroll through the studio backlot. Well, Manny and Steve, the latest buzz around the backlots of Hollywood is about a planned remake of It's a Wonderful Life. Apparently, Paramount, who holds the rights, is opposed to it. In fact, as many people are against the idea as were against colorizing the classic some years back. But that happened anyway. The fact of the matter is, remakes, sequels, and reboots are just a part of Hollywood's output. Remember, there were two earlier versions of Dashiell Hammett's Maltese Falcon before John Huston took a shot at it. There have been two Ben-Hurs, two Ten Commandments, not counting the TV versions, two completely different versions of Casino Royale, and three King Kongs. And that's just a partial list. After all, It's a Wonderful Life was really an updating of Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol, with one spirit instead of three. The only reason it became popular at the holidays was because its producers had allowed it to fall into public domain. This meant that any TV channel could run it for free. And back in the 70s and 80s, that's just what they did. Just about every TV station ran it to death. NBC finally bought the broadcast rights, digitized a pristine copy, and now only they can run it at Christmas time. Now, as for retelling of the Wonderful Life story, I can think of several that have already been made. Let's face it, Mildred Pierce was a flashback tale told to a police detective after Joan Crawford was stopped from jumping off the bridge. And then there was Back to the Future Part 2, which had a graveyard scene, a clear duplicate of Jimmy Stewart's. We shouldn't be afraid of remakes. Even Casablanca has had not one but two revivals on television. There have been any number of Batman, Superman, Spider-Man films which rely on the same origin theme. How many times have we watched the planet Krypton blow up, watched Bruce Wayne's family walk down that dark alley, and seen Peter Parker get bitten by a spider? Shakespeare wrote sequels, so did Conan Doyle. Even the Old Testament had second and third books. Many believe that West Side Story was a remake of Romeo and Juliet, and The Lion King was really Hamlet. And yes, someday there will even be a remake of Gone with the Wind. Many will complain, as they do now, that no Dracula movie can ever compare with the original Bela Lugosi film, and that only Sean Connery can ever be James Bond. For all of its special effects, the Brandon Fraser version of The Mummy has detractors who can only accept the original Boris Karloff movie. On top of everything else, how many times have we heard how Tom Hanks is the new Jimmy Stewart? So I say, cast Hanks and make the movie. Just be sure to remember the meaning and the feel of the story. If it bombs, so what? Most bad films are quickly forgotten. Manny and Steve, that's my backlot for this week. And so at this time of the year, I say, as so many Tiny Tims and so many Christmas Carol films have said before me, God bless us, everyone.
Also like to thank Joe Lyons for providing a special report, and to my producer Steve Guzman, I welcome your hard work in helping me make a new friend, the Pink Lady.
I now have proven that we can get an audience, that we can sell out, and that we can get the stars. That was the first thing. The next thing was that we did it from a 50-seat theater to 99-seat theaters. But now we're getting serious. And now I want them to get the accolades and the money that they really deserve. So I now am looking for a 250, 350, 375 seat theater to do the show, the next show. And I'm looking around the Hollywood area there. Or if someone came up and had a dinner theater, think of a dinner theater.
Somewhere in the neighborhood.
In the neighborhood.
Not necessarily in Hollywood.
Right, but in the neighborhood.
Maybe the West Side or
correct.
The San Fernando
exactly.
Valley or
I
even
would
in
love
Orange
that.
County.
Right, I would love that. So if anyone out there have an idea, please contact me. Because I would like to now we're growing. So that's my next step out there.
And do you see that for the folks who are participating in your programs, that they also get more work because they're in your shows?
This is a couple of stories. One of the girls that was in my second and I got to remember all my shows. My second and third show, Patty Brooks. When I found Patty, she was about 65, 66, and she thought it's over. And I said, Patty, I just heard your records. You're phenomenal. No one wants me out there. The most gorgeous, gorgeous girl. You look her up, Patty Brooks. And I brought her into my show, and she was a hit, a sensation. Came to the third show. She was unreal, because now she's back. Now she's getting it. That it didn't go away. She is really good. What happened was Steve Wynn from the Mirage Hotels got her an interview with his people. She did a gig in his casino in China, in his big casino there, and has been doing it now for about a year and a half, and now is getting gigs all over. Patty Brooks, phenomenal talent. And Joe Giamala, the tap dancer right. of this last one that you saw with Susie Ewing. And in fact, this last show they choreographed also. Because of my last show, The Beat Goes On, the Rose Bowl people got them a gig. This Rose Bowl, when you put on the show, the dances, all the dance choreography is done by Joe and Susie because they found them in my show. Hello.
It's all about networking. It's all about being in the public.
That's
and
right.
You're providing the
yes,
venue and the
yes,
opportunity.
Yep, and I am so proud. A cute story. I was never in any of my four shows because as a producer, I mean, I'm like I'm so involved in getting them there and all that. But I love to perform. So the fourth show, they said you have to have a little bit of a what they call cameo. So I did that little part and I came out, you know, swinging and all that. It was adorable. And then this last one, I came out and did my little thing. And I always wear these wild, wonderful, quiet, no, not quiet, far from quiet outfits. This last one was, you got to picture this, everybody. It was like pink, gold, and silver sequins with this pink hair. I walked out and I heard the audience go, oh my God.
Well, the light's shining
the
on
light,
you. Oh
right.
my God.
Anyway, it was fun.
I was one of the folks actually just in amazement how you were tailored and how
well,
wonderfully you
I have to tell you, I believe that it's attitude like we just talked about and that I am who I am. And I think everyone out there should be who they are. When I do my talks of get up, get out, and get a life, I do anything from words to the wise to senior sexuality. Someone once said to me, do you date? I said, excuse me. Do I look like I'm dead? Hello? I mean, it's like, give me a break, you know?
Yeah, I'm really sad that this is only an hour-long program.
Because, so am I.
Because I do have one question I do want to ask. For those folks who don't possess what you call the quote-unquote Hollywood talent, but
right.
those folks who are are now getting a little bit more mature, but still very, very happy at whatever work they right. might have. You also speak to them as
a motivational speaker.
That's right. As an inspiration and motivational speaker.
My get up, in fact, I'm writing a book now, and it's called Get Up, Get Out, and Get a Life. Because to me, no matter what you're doing, no matter what stage in life that you're in, you're good. You have it in you. Not everybody is like me that can be. I mean, I'm out there. I mean, I'm beyond out there. I mean, I'm wild and everything. But we all have an attitude. We all wear it in a different way. All we have to do is bring it out. I always say to somebody, don't let anyone say, are you still doing that? You mean you really are still wanting to mountain climb? You still want to jump off a plane in a parachute? You still want to act? You still want to dance? You still want to write a book? Hello? Forget that word still. Do it. Because you want to do it. Do it because you have all the experience to do these things. And I say to everyone out there, you too can be a producer. You too can be an actress. You too can be a writer. Because you are who you are and glory in it. God bless you.
And so you basically, you're against the sedentary lifestyle. Oh, be active.
Hello. What is a rocking chair? I mean, like, no way do I know that word.
Once again, let's get the address of the for the website, because we're going to get folks involved, and
thank
that's
you.
What it's
thank
all
you.
About.
And as I said, we can use all the help. If you can donate, if you can want to be a sponsor, we would love it. I mean, anybody that has anything to do with the senior people, we would love you to come in and be our sponsor. You can donate. You can call and say, hey, I have a talent. Maybe I can come and help. Maybe I can be on an audition. Whatever. We need you, just like you need us. To entertain you, we need you for your help. And it's www.seniorstarpower.org. And it's Pink Lady at 818-606-6679.
Well, Jackie Goldberg, the Pink Lady, I really appreciate your efforts in working on behalf of the active aged by thought and by deed. You are a special woman with lots of energy.
My kids say, if we could bottle your energy, we would make $1 million. But we all have that energy. We do.
Well, that's wonderful words to live by. And thank you for being part of Forgotten
thank
Hollywood.
Thank you. God bless. Really.
Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco. That was just great.